What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah. We are back. We are joined with our special guests. It's Callie and Boston, and they are here so that we can go through all of our bingo cards from this F1 season. Hi. Hi, Emma.
You say everyone or everybody?
No, I say everyone.
I think I tune. I don't. I tune out.
I say everyone.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to. You say everybody or everyone?
Everyone.
Are you? Sh
I think it's everyone too.
Everyone sounds right.
Should we?
Okay.
Do I need to check? Should I pull it
No,
up?
I believe you. I don't think
Wait,
I've
let
ever
me do it.
heard
Let me do it again. Okay, I'll give you both. Don't say anything till after. What's up, everybody?
No, never mind. It's not
What's up,
everyone. It's
everyone? Yeah.
everyone. Do you guys watch The Office?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is like when they figure out
If
trying to guess if
Stanley.
Stanley has a
If
mustache.
Stanley has a mustache, we actually did that in my office. Me and my other coworkers were trying to figure out who had mustaches and who didn't. We got like four of them wrong. Like, you don't think about it.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Anyway, bingo cards.
Anyways.
The girls are back. And by that, I
Course.
mean Boston and Callie are joining us for our second bingo episode. The first one we did at the very beginning of the season, we made our bingo cards. Boston wrote a list. And we were supposed to record earlier today, and we couldn't because of Boston, but she said she would make up for it by telling us a joke.
Oh my gosh. where's my joke?
She's Googling
So
jokes.
proud.
She's
I
Googling.
did. I don't take credit for writing this joke. I just found it online because I am not a creative person, but because of my inconsiderate habits today, I owe everyone a joke. Are you ready?
Yep.
Already.
I think it's funny. What do you get when dinosaurs crash their car?
T-Rex?
A
T-Rex.
T-Rex.
A T-Rex.
Is it a T-Rex? I love that. That's good.
That was
It's okay,
good.
guys. You can laugh.
That was good.
Okay,
Thank
everyone have their bingo cards? Let's
you.
jump into it. Looking at our cards, I don't think any of us got a bingo. By bingo,
Not
we
a
mean
single
just like five
bingo.
lines. I mean, before we started recording, Callie, what was the craziest one that you saw on your bingo card that you pointed out?
Unfortunately, I had Logan Sargeant double-digit points on my bingo card. And as we all know, that did not happen.
Yeah, I had Danny Rick returns to the podium, and then right underneath it, Strodium. So I don't know why I was so hopeful at the beginning of this season, but I'm really
Listen,
sad.
it's gonna be next year though with Nui, you know? So we were
No,
only a year
Nui's
off.
not. He's there in 2026. He's not there in 2025.
Oh my God, you're so right. We're 2 years off.
2 years. Yeah, I had Fernando Alonso retirement announcement.
Ooh. I had driver.
I did see something speak of Fernando Alonso retirement around. So I saw something where like after the new contract with like Aston Martin in like 2026, he's like, I'm not going to continue. Like, I'm done.
So you think next year is going to be his last
I
year?
think, I don't know, I forgot what I saw, but it was like he was saying something about a new contract negotiation. And he was like, I have no interest in renewing a contract. Like, I think he's just going to let this one ride out. So I think it's either next year or the following.
Okay.
I respect a long-term like announcement,
I do
like
too.
yeah, being honest with us. Love
Yeah.
it.
Well, also, like, this is his, he has already retired.
Yep, fair.
He said, I'm bored, I'm coming back, which I would do the same thing. So I think having this next time, if he were to retire, I think a long time announcement would make the most sense of just like, yeah, I'm currently in a contract, so I'm gonna let this one play out and then I'm gonna go. Because you can't announce your retirement twice. Like, that's not gonna, it's not gonna be as like exciting or sad. Like, we already did this.
We already saw it.
This already happened.
Do you
Does
think anybody is anybody clowning for a Max paternity leave announcement or retirement
no,
announcement?
kinda.
I feel like it's not going to happen, but the amount that he talks about not wanting to drive when he has kids and like not
Yeah.
wanting to be driving when he's older, like I've got some question marks.
I
But
wouldn't
he's
be
still,
so
surprised.
I agree. But
Yeah, I
he's
wouldn't
still
be
so
surprised if
young.
he doesn't renew it. Like he's racing till 2028, right? I think. So if he's done after that, I would not be surprised.
Well,
I guess.
how old would he be in 2028? In like his early 30s?
Yeah.
Because how old is he now? 26, He was born in
27?
97, wasn't he?
I was just looking at like F1 relationships age comparison, and I was like stuck on Max and Kelly's because they had like the
Max is,
biggest age
he's
gap. But
in
I,
he's a 97 baby, so he's 27 years old.
and she's born in 88. That's what I remember.
The
You're
important
welcome.
facts. Thanks, Emma.
My middle thing on my bingo was Max win, so I got that.
Oh, easy free space.
Free space.
I did have on mine, I had a 10 times max win, and we didn't get a 10 times max win. We only got 9 max race
Cool.
wins this year. Only,
Wow.
only.
Come on, Max.
You know what? This is wild. I put Liam Lawson in the seat. That came
Crazy.
true. So that's
Yeah.
two. That's
In
two in
what
a
seat?
line. Just Liam Lawson in the seat, like racing.
That's such a crazy thing to put on there.
I know,
In
I don't
this.
remember putting it on there.
In the seat.
In the seat.
In
In the car,
the.
whatever, like in the seat. Liam Lawson, I didn't word
Stop
it for.
saying it.
In, do you want me to
Liam
say in the
Lawson
chair?
says,
That's no
ma'am.
better.
In the car. In the
But
seat.
it says in the seat, so I have to say it.
Okay. Oh, I should have corrected you in the moment. Okay, who would like to go first? I feel like we have to go. We could do the track talk one last.
Yeah, I mean, I could go first since mine was the shortest,
Yeah,
so we
why
can
don't you
just get
go?
mine out of the way.
Let's do it.
Oh, my first one was commentators called Sauber kick in a country they're not supposed to. I don't think that happened. I think they were probably pretty diligent on what they need to call it and what nations. So I don't think that happened.
No, but I did hear an Alfa Romeo once. So, like, I feel like you can get a half point.
Half point. Okay. Are we
Yeah.
keeping points?
I don't know. This is all
Yeah, I think we should
arbitrary.
keep
I
points.
think points is the best way to
Awesome.
do it.
Boss, are you going to write them down?
I can keep track of points. So this is me.
Is half a point.
This is Boston once again becoming an assistant.
This is my, what's my name? Boston. I get 0.5. Okay. Next. Travis Kelce at Miami Grand Prix.
We didn't get
That
that.
is accurate.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, I met him there.
Yes.
I don't remember that. I don't remember him being there.
He
Were him
was.
and Patrick Mahomes there? Or just Travis?
I think they were both there,
Oh,
but
that was this
neither of the
year.
Wags. Neither of the Wags. Yeah. Oh
Oh.
my God, I did not know he was there.
Oh,
Or
go
maybe I'm just
me.
like forgetting everything that happened this season. I think that's
I
more
feel like I
accurate.
forgot everything.
I know when we were talking about in the beginning of the year, I was very doubtful that Taylor would be there because she was like in the middle of tour, about to go back on tour or something like that. And I also think that is just not an environment she has control in. So it'd be hard for her to walk around. But you know, Travis being there was very likely and apparently it happened. So go me.
God, I love that.
Esteban versus Pierre showdown.
Oh,
Monaco. Yeah. We
Monica.
got that.
Monaco.
I feel like that's just like fork found in kitchen. Like, I don't know.
That could have been a free space.
I think it was. I this one did not happen, but I was like about to like bet my bottom dollar on it, but it didn't. Alex to Mercedes. You
Oh,
were so ready for that. I
I was
completely forgot that
so
you had that on there.
ready for that. And I was like, I had like slideshows and I had like full conspiracy like things being like, no, listen, this is gonna happen. I have Toto on the phone. It's gonna happen.
I think I might have been with you on that.
Yeah, I was
So,
really convincing.
yeah.
Not enough.
Didn't get Toto.
No, he didn't respond to any of my emails.
Maybe if he hadn't been so focused on trying to get Max, we would have gotten
Yeah.
Alex.
Listen, buddy, I have a plan for you. Listen. Okay, Charles breaks free of the Monaco curse.
You got it.
Do you guys remember where we were? At least me, Hannah, and Emma. We were in Indy at the Indy 500, all fighting for our lives because we were so tired.
I could tell you exactly where I was. I was in line at lunch beside Mac for the pasta bar, crying my eyes out in a lunch line.
I had a pounding migraine in the media center. I was like, literally, I couldn't see out of like my left eye, and I was watching, they had it on the TV, and I was like, I'm hallucinating. Like, this isn't real. None of this is happening. I'm not actually here.
Literally,
Charles
the
won the
Indy
Monaco
500
Derby.
was postponed so we could watch that happen.
Yeah,
That's
how considerate
what
of them.
happened. Yeah.
But yeah, oh, thank God that happened. A Lando win. Hurrah. Go Lando. Commentators get V carb name wrong.
Yes. Yeah, that happened because they got in trouble and they had to. They literally had to st mention how they had to call it, or like they were told they have to call it Racing Bulls or something like that. Like they started calling it V Carb, so they didn't really get it wrong, but they called it
No,
the wrong name.
but
But
there's a
they.
name that they legally have to call it, and yeah.
So I would give you the point.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
They didn't call him AlphaTauri, but they did call him V Carb and they weren't supposed to. But now I think they can. What was that? A post that was like that announcement that was released. I don't know. Even V Carb makes fun of the fact that no one knows what to call them.
Yeah. Well, come up with a better name.
Well, they were calling it the RB, which was even weirder because I'm like, well,
You're
now
that
that's
I feel like
strange.
yeah,
More
the RB. You
confusing.
already have an RB. Yeah.
Right. That was even worse. Like, the V Carb should have just stayed, but
Yeah.
whatever.
What's up? Who is in charge of all these brand names? Fire them. Get new people.
Would you name?
Bring us in.
What would you name AlphaTauri?
I think this is a good game. We should all go around and say what we name them. I would
AlphaTauri.
name them. I'll go first. I'll name them Alpha Tower. Ooh. I don't know.
You could play off Red Bulls. I'd name them Blue Cows.
Blue cows.
Why not?
Blue milk.
Blue milk. Skim
Yeah.
milk.
Skim milk. Not bulls are, wait. Are bulls a male or a female cow?
I
I
think
knew
bulls are ex
exactly where you were going.
I think bulls aren't they a different animal?
No.
No. Bulls and cows are the same thing.
They are the same. So one of them, I can't remember which, but a bull is, one of them's a male or female cow, and a cow is a, what, the other gender.
But okay, the way I see it though is like, you know, like in like the Roman Empire, they didn't have like cows in like with the
Where are you
flags.
going with this?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No,
Did she just say the Roman
unfortunately
Empire?
not.
I don't know which era this was, but they had animals in the Colosseum, didn't they? Or was that
Are
people
you
fighting
talking
for the
about like
bulls?
bullfighting?
That's bullfighting.
Bull. Okay, so
No,
bullfighting is
but
still
this used to
very.
be, but it has been going. You don't, but there's no cow fighting.
Yeah,
That's if
because
there's
that's
a,
a.
they're the females.
Yeah. Hold on, Emma. I'm gonna get a fact for you so that we can finally get you on the same page.
But why wouldn't, but if they're the same animal, like what's the difference between a male and a female horse?
Like testosterone.
Yeah, but they look the same.
So bulls are male cows, and cows are female. So what we refer to as cows and what we see as cows, those are females. They're all girls.
But they don't even look alike.
No,
Okay, but there's
because they
also
are
different types of
different.
cows. There's like dairy cows, but like
It's
a
like how we call chicken and hens. They're both chickens, but we call they're different. I don't even know if that's true.
Well, no, I know hens are chickens.
Yeah. Do you see where I'm going with this? They just have different names.
Yeah, but I thought bulls were an entirely different species.
So they're not.
There's no female bulls.
No.
Okay.
You learn something new every day. What
Okay,
were
so
we talking about?
what are you going to name
I learned.
AlphaTauri?
that she thought that there was bullfighting in the Coliseum, and that
Okay, so in that case, I'm
what's in the
naming AlphaTauri
Coliseum?
female bulls.
What's
Yeah,
the
honest, just
Coliseum?
so cows. We're going cows.
Just cows.
Well, no, because I going based off of Emma's thing, she wants bull to be its own animal. So I'm gonna make it its own animal. I'm gonna call it a female bull.
No notes.
Female bulls.
Love it. No
Girl
color.
bulls. Girly bulls.
Girly bulls.
Okay, who's next?
Was
Is that
that
all of your card?
the last one?
Oh no, mine was a no Red Bull on podium.
That happened. That
Yeah,
happened.
and then Oscar win.
That happened.
Yeah, so that leaves me with 7.5 points
Out of how many?
out of I had a total of 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 entries.
Because you chose not to go 25 like the rest of us. So
Yeah,
this
so
goes
mine
off
shouldn't
percentage.
count in comparison.
Or we can go off percentage.
Percent. Ooh, let's do percentage. I can calculate that later.
Our little mathematician. Who's next?
Who's next? I
Callie,
can
I would like
go.
you.
Okay, we have like some just unhinged chaos ahead of us. So first was Oscar win before Lando, which did not happen, but we did get an Oscar win. So do with that what you will.
Thank God.
Thank God. Literally, thank God.
Thank God.
Fighting for my life.
Seriously, it's hard out here.
Yeah. And then Logan Sargeant, double points. We can just breeze on right past that. Maiden podium also didn't happen. So
Oh,
we are
we
0 for
didn't
3 right now.
get a maiden podium.
There were a few races where I was like, is there a chance that a Haas could pull this out of the bag right now? No,
No.
never. I think their highest race finish was P6, maybe. I'd have to fact check that.
Good
But
for you.
yeah, doing better than last year. Okay, my next one also. Max not world driver's champion. Crazy.
Ooh,
Crazy.
that was a wild one.
That was a shot in
Not
the
that
dark.
crazy. Not
Yeah.
that insane. I was about to say it's not that it was like super close, but like it was definitely a possibility.
But making
Yeah.
that prediction at the start of the season
Season, yeah.
is
That's
wild. Kind of crazy.
And we didn't get a, obviously, a constructor's win. So that's, you know, something. Next was home race win in parentheses, Monaco, please. So we got a point there. Daniel Ricciardo podium did not happen, sadly. Haas double DNF, which we did get. And we also had half of the grid DNF this year. We had Haas Alpine. No, they didn't. They just crashed this year, but they didn't double DNF. And Ferrari double DNF'd and
Aston Martin.
Aston Martin. Wait, did they?
I'm fairly certain they did, yeah. It was one of
Wow.
the races at the end of the year. They both had mechanical failures, I'm pretty sure. It
I feel
was
like it was
not.
Vegas.
Do not
Crazy.
remember. I think I saw
Yeah.
not totally related, but wasn't Oscar the only one to complete every single lap this season? Wow.
I know he deserves his own award for that.
Yeah, seriously.
We
Give
also
him
had
that
a
star.
Mercedes double DNF, I just remembered, which I feel like was their first in a while.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we had annoying steak garage, which didn't come true. I thought it was going to be filled with celebrities, but it just wasn't. But they did have that
That
Olympic
Emma had
pole
no idea who
vaulter
he
that I
was. I had to
love.
explain it to her.
Yeah. So actually point to them on that one. 10 times Dutch national anthem. It was only 9. So we're sitting at 2 points right now. Team principal
Yeah.
replaced. We did get that with Alpine over summer break.
You're right.
Ferrari double podium we got. Alpine crash we got. Broken bones. Didn't get it. Didn't get it. Let's see.
We got
Alonso
a
win.
fractured appendix, but no bones.
No bones. The appendix lore is like my favorite
I
lore.
love
It
the appendix lore.
it's iconic.
It's so
So good. Third driver in the RB20. Didn't happen.
No.
Taylor Swift in the Alpine garage. Did not happen.
Did not happen.
two good US races, which I would argue we got three good US races. I enjoyed all of them. Carlos and Oscar Beef, we absolutely got this year in spades. So that was fun. New wag in the paddock. I don't think we got one.
I mean, if you count like Liam Lawson taking over and
Oh, you know
like,
what?
but
That's
is
true.
that,
I'm pretty sure we had this conversation when we did this the first time and we were like, does that count or does it have to
Yeah.
be a brand new girlfriend? And I'm pretty sure we settled on like brand new girlfriend, but Boston, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I think we established like not like a new driver coming in. I think we established like, yeah, they could be a new driver. They have to be established, but it while in the middle of their career or their stint, they bring someone in.
Right. I had the same thing. I had
Yeah.
a new WEG intro, and I don't
Yeah.
think that. Yeah.
And now that I think about it, like Liam was in the paddock last year, and
True, true.
yeah.
yeah. Okay, five post race. It's like this from Charles, which I just did not pay enough attention to post race coverage this year to count those. I'm sure we probably got them in the first half of the season,
I'll give
but
you a point for that because I'm sure that happened.
I'm
Yeah.
sure of it.
Yeah.
Martin Brundle wreaks havoc on the grid walk, which we definitely got this year.
Fork found in kitchen.
Fork found in kitchen. This one is also pretty bad. Stroll top career finish. Did not happen. Dreams shattered.
You finished 13th.
That was his highest finisher?
No, like this
No,
season,
no,
like
no, no.
overall.
I think his highest
Oh,
finishing is
overall.
P9 in the drivers, and I was hoping for higher, but
Right.
alas.
Shoot for the stars, Emma.
Right?
2026.
2026 is
It's
your coming.
2026. That's his year.
Not next year. We can already count on next year. That's not going
Next
to
year doesn't
happen. But
count.
the year after that.
The year after that, we're ready.
Yeah.
Okay, George blames others for his own mistake.
Yep.
Definitely got
Yep.
that. And my last one, new race winner, which we got.
Yeah. Did you count yourself a point for Carlos and Oscar Beef? Yes, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah,
cool.
we got beef.
So you got 12 points out of 25.
You
Okay, you know what? We can
not.
only go up from here.
Well done.
Those are good, but yeah, I
Yeah.
feel like Logan double points is a little.
I'm here for the entertainment. Personality higher.
We just hope the best in people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
That's why I put beef on my bingo card.
what is wrong with that?
Okay, I'm looking at
People.
mine. I don't know. I honestly don't know half of these. Did Max DNF this season?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did
Wait,
he?
was that this season?
Oh, yeah, it says 2024. He
Yeah.
has one
Yep.
DNF.
Yes, it happened in the first race that he lost, which was in Australia.
Yes.
Because Boston and I were clutching one another.
That's when we were in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
We were at dinner when that happened.
Yep.
Oh my God, that feels like a fever dream.
Because we had to, again, not to like ramble on, but we were at dinner and we're like, we're so sorry. We just have to watch the first like 5 laps of this race to know that Max is gonna win and then we'll turn it off, right? So rude of us, but like, I'm so sorry. We have to. And then we turn it on and Max DNF'd and we're like, well, shit. I'm so sorry, everybody, for this nice dinner you took us to, but we have to keep watching.
We must continue watching the race now. That's
I'm so
exactly what
sorry.
happened.
There was no option.
No, it's okay. Everybody
Little
understood.
did we know the season that we had coming for us.
Yeah, we were at
Literally.
dinner with the IndyCar social media team and Connor Daly and Ash Vandeley. And so, like, it was all people who would understand. Like, it was not rude by any means. I'm being funny, but yeah.
Okay, so I got a point.
Yes, you did.
Ferrari double podium, that did happen. Carlos ignores team orders.
We unfortunately did get that this year.
We did not get a Strodium, which I don't like. I was really shooting for the stars here with that one, but I don't even think he finished in the top five in any race. Another one, Danny Ric returns to the podium, which hard
Sad.
no. That's sad. Seven DNFs in one race. Can someone remind me how many DNFs we had during that wet race that Esteban won? Was it a, like, it was a lot, but I don't
Let's see.
remember how
Okay,
many.
so first of all, I don't think Esteban won it,
Oh,
did
he
he?
didn't win. He got second. You're right.
I was about to say he was on a podium. It was a double European podium,
What
but
was the
whatever.
most recent race where there were a ton of DNFs?
Okay, there were five DNFs in Brazil. And then five in Qatar as well. So I think the max DNFs we had this season was five. So,
Okay.
1.79 pit stop or better. We did not get that. So the record is still held from last season. No Red Bull driver on the podium. I got that. That happened a few times. Mick signs for 2025. That hurts me. He has actually announced his leave from Mercedes as a reserve driver, which actually, like, I wasn't ready for that. Like, I like seeing
No,
him in the garage.
I did
Like,
too. Well,
same. I had high hopes.
it was something I completely forgot about until Mercedes posted about the other day. And then I was like, oh, shoot.
I know.
Like, that's so sad.
What are we going to do without his Instagram stories of him in front of the sim saying, done for the day? Oh.
I'll still send them. I don't care. I use them in my everyday life.
I put meet a driver, which was really like
That was ambitious.
that was ambitious. I went to one F1 race and I was in the grandstand.
Does it say F1 driver?
It's F1, yeah. So
Yeah.
F1 bingo. So I don't know where I thought I was going to meet a driver, but
On the street, perhaps.
yeah, who's to say?
yeah, it's okay. It's fine. What else we got here? New wag. We didn't get that. We agree. Home race win. Shout out Charles. Max win. That's my free space though. So that's 2 points. Maiden podium. Yeah, we didn't get that.
So sad.
I know. I feel like we will next year with all these rookies coming in.
I know, and I'm ready for it. I feel like the season with no rookies, well, depending on how you look at it, but I'm ready for some new blood.
We've had this like kind of same group-ish of drivers for a really long time now, so I'm
Yeah.
excited for the new blood.
This will be a big change up this coming year.
Okay. Driver releases merch that we literally have to buy. I don't know if I bought merch this year. Now that I'm
I
thinking
didn't buy
about it,
any.
I don't think I bought a hat when I was in Spain, but it wasn't like it was like released. I didn't get anything from Enchanté this season, nothing from Lando's line. Guys, I don't think I bought any like new merch this year.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I
Gotta
mean,
fix
I
that.
got this, but I got this at the mall. Like, was on
At
sale.
what store?
The Bay. Hudson's
That
Bay.
it's a Canadian
It's
department store.
Canadian. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're like, go, okay, cool.
I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Ooh. Like Macy's, but
Yeah.
like worse.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I bought Tiny Wool Power, but yeah, I mean, like, I bought merch, but I didn't buy merch that was like
It
that
says
came out.
driver releases merch. Yeah,
Driver
drivers.
releases merch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Wow. Guys, I feel like that's really good for me.
I
That's
almost
impressive.
bought one of Alex's sweaters.
Alex has
I
nice
almost.
stuff. The only thing I bought this year was the Miami specific, like, blue Ferrari jersey.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to buy, I mean, Team LH, all there's, I love Lewis Hamilton stuff. It's
I
always sold
love
out.
Lewis's Hamilton.
Lewis's
Love
sold
Lewis's
out.
Hamilton.
Lewis's always sold out.
Lewis's Hamilton.
Lewis's Hamilton.
Ret Okay, I had retirement announcement. Did I? But the thing is, like,
What are we classifying as
I know, because
retirement?
I'm like,
I feel like
that's
that is
hard.
like, I
Hold
think
on.
retirement means like it's the person's choice to retire.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Daniel Ricciardo, I don't know if you guys saw, but someone met him at like some sort of like
And
meet and
asked
greet
about
thing.
Cadillac.
Yeah, and he said, so in 2026, are you coming back? And Danny went, no, I'm not. I'm done.
Can I? But what about like Valtteri? Like, is he done? Like,
I
no
think
one's
he
like
like made an
yeah.
announcement, right?
Valtteri
So
was in
this.
my dream the other night though,
Oh,
and
yay. What
I
was the
was like,
premise?
I was at a race and I was trying to take pictures of Alexandra and her dog. But Valtteri was at the table eating ice cream, and I remember going up to him asking if he was racing or if he was done, and he didn't want to talk to me, which is like totally fair.
Wow. Even in Dreamland, he was like, no comment.
Okay, so I don't get
That's
that.
good. That's good PR training.
But he was just sitting there, like out in the open. And then, like, listen, that stream was all over the place because I remember booking a flight in this dream to a place that didn't exist. Like, unless it does exist, I'm not gonna say it because I don't.
We can cut this part
Say
out. Is it Narnia? That's not real.
it. Hogwarts?
No, the word that was used in my dream, guys, I don't know where this word came from. If it's a place, please let me know. I don't think it's a place.
She said something. She was like, Detroit?
I'm so curious.
What bird's about to cut? It's gonna be like
Yeah, I'm so scared.
so
So
offensive.
in my dream, I had booked a flight to Spain, and then from Spain, I was going to Machu Picchu. Is that the place?
Machu
Yeah, I think that your brain just like jumbled up Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu, because Machu Picchu
No,
very
it
much
definitely
is a
was
real
Machu
place.
Picchu. It definitely was, but when she tried to relay that just now, it just didn't come out Machu
I don't remember Machu Picchu because I don't even know where that is.
But Machu
Machu Picchu, that's what I remember from my dream.
Oh, that's what it was
Okay.
called in your dream? That wasn't just a delivery error?
No, that's what it was in my dream.
Okay.
So close.
Not
It's like
real.
a, maybe it's like adjacent or like some sort of like.
But then I had to cancel it because I was going to miss my Christmas party at work.
Oh
Anyway, I go back to bingo. I'm sorry, so Machu, what is it?
Machu
Machu Picchu. That's a real place.
Picchu. Nowhere near Spain.
Different continent.
Because in my mind, the flight from Spain to Machu Picchu or whatever was like.
How long was the flight, Dave?
Like literally like 2 hours. Is that accurate?
Oh my God.
No.
You were going to
No.
Mallorca.
Okay,
It's
so
insane.
I don't know places in my dreams. Oh, this is
I
the
think
place. Oh, I know this
you're
place.
it's probably just like your brain trying to remember Machu Picchu, but again, words get jumbled up.
Machu Picchu. Met. I don't.
Yeah. But we got what you were trying to say.
Okay, because I didn't.
Collective effort. Yeah. It's okay.
Driver loses his seat. That did happen. Ferrari's strategy ruins both drivers' races. The thing is, though, and I remember they both DNF'd in Canada, but that was because like the car was just like shit, and so I don't believe it was strategy error. If there was anything strategy, I think it just like affected one car. I don't think we had like
Yeah, I think.
major mess ups
Yeah,
this
no,
year.
I think their strategy, well, their strategy was far better than it was last year. But I mean, it's just bound for Ferrari to screw up one of their drivers' strategies regardless. But there was not a time where they
Yeah.
screwed up both of them, I don't think.
Good job, Ferrari. Lando first win. I got that. 10 out of 10. And then I had Monaco curse strikes again. So I
You
know that
were
was. Wait, didn't you say
hateful.
you had home race win?
Yeah, but I didn't say Monaco specifically. I just had a
Oh,
home race
okay.
win. So
Wow, she did not have faith.
I did
No.
not. Commentators make a neon joke about steak F1. I feel like that happened.
A neon joke?
Like about their color of their car.
I feel like probability of it happening is pretty high, but I didn't see it.
Don't, not that I recall, but again, that sounds likely.
Right? Can I get a 0.5?
We'll give you a 0.5. You
Thank
guys
you.
were so generous with me that I'm willing to be generous.
Alpine drivers need media training.
Yeah,
I
but
feel
the
like, yeah.
team needed it this year. Like after Monaco, it was like even the team stuff that was coming out was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, no, I guess Esteban behaved well when they cut him from the last race. I don't know. If I was Esteban, I would have been like,
That was
let me tell y'all
crazy.
something.
But when S1 showed up to like end of year testing and like full Haas gear. Like he was ready to say goodbye to Alpine.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love the videos of the drivers entering like the new garages or whatever. Like the video of Lewis entering the Ferrari garage, I like ascended. It was unreal.
Everyone's gonna hate me next year, guys. I'm so ready.
Same.
I'm so ready.
Liam Lawson in the seat.
In seat.
In the
In the
seat.
seat.
In the seat. An Indy driver attends F1 race.
Yeah, Pato was at Abu
I
Dhabi.
think we said
I think
reserve
we said,
drivers don't count.
but
Oh.
Pato didn't attend. I guess you're right. He's like a reserve driver. I was going to say he attended the last race of the season, so it's not like he had to be there. Whereas, like, some races he was there, like
No,
participating
you're
in
right.
F1.
You're right. He's always at Abu Dhabi, though. For the past
That's
couple
true.
years, he's always jetted off to Abu Dhabi after. Like I remember like last year something like that, right after Laguna Seca, he like went to an F1 race.
Well, I think he was running FP1 last year though at Abu
Yep.
Dhabi.
That's right.
I don't know, 0.5.
Well, was there anybody else? Like even in like the US? No, because they would have been in the middle of their season.
Pietro, but like
Yeah.
again, he had
Pietro was there for like reserve
reserve
duties
driver.
though. Yeah.
I mean it. I want to count it because like Pato did not have to be there for Abu Dhabi,
But Pato
but
was a
he was
reserve
there. Yeah.
driver. So I don't know. It's up to you
Point
guys.
five. I'm willing to get Pat point. Yeah.
Me too. We could do it.
The committee has decided.
Council is deciding your fate.
The council has decided your fate.
Lobotomy.
My last one, George is a weatherman. And I know this happened because I posted on our story saying we've seen this film before.
Yeah,
He made
this did
some sort
happen.
of
Where did it
comment.
happen? Was it
I don't
Montreal?
remember, but I know it
No,
did.
that was
It was
Montreal was
later.
last year when he, yeah.
Okay, Emma, I have you down for 12 points as well. Did I
Cali.
miss some?
Tie game.
Las Vegas. Apparently, sorry, I just Googled.
What about Las Vegas, Emma?
I just Googled George weather comment F1 and it says Las Vegas. Something
All
happened.
right.
But I don't actually know.
No, it happened in Machu Picchu.
Michu
Machu
Not a
Picchu.
weather comment, but Franco in Vegas saying that it reeked of weed so much that they.
Yep.
Oh my God. Yeah. He said that if they tested any of the drivers, like did drug tests, they would all show up positive because there was so much like
Which
pot
is
smoke in
surprising because
Vegas.
every time I go to Vegas, I mean, the few times I've been to Vegas, I've always smelled more cigarettes than weed,
That's true.
but. I mean, I guess, I mean, he's probably, I mean, I know weed's not legal everywhere, so it's probably not as potent as it is here in the US.
That's a driver who needs media training, I will tell you that.
Yeah.
William spent too much money on the stamped chassis.
Okay, Hannah, your turn.
It's mine.
Right,
I
Han.
say like, wow, my brain was working this day because you've got a problem, change your fucking bingo card is hilarious.
You were so proud
You
of that
were
title,
so proud,
too.
I
You were
remember.
like, hold on, everybody, I made a title. And you're like, we're making titles.
Like, okay, we all have to make titles now.
That was good.
You put us all on the spot for that one.
Give myself that. Okay. Newly single driver. Lance
Newly.
is newly single.
That's true. Oh my God.
Congratulations, Emma.
Thank you so much.
Fernando retirement announcement. That did not happen.
Thank God.
Someone disqualified post-race. I don't think that
I
did
don't
that
think we had
happen
that
this
this
year?
year.
Wait. It did happen this year because then it promoted Lewis to a win.
George.
George.
But he wasn't disqualified. I think he just got a penalty.
Oh, was that it?
But I would still.
Hold on. I think he
Because
was.
I remember, I think, because Lewis is a two-time race winner this season.
Yeah.
And it was one of them because there was a
He was
disqualification or a
disqualified.
penalty.
He was
Disqualified?
disqualified after
You're right.
Spa.
Wow, I completely forgot about that.
Me
Me
too.
too.
Yeah, completely disqualified.
Some might say you're actually rooting for George Russell's downfall.
Oh,
Some
yeah.
may say. Is that the first
Lewis
reveal
Hamilton.
of the group chat name ever?
I know we can cut that maybe.
No, I feel like we need to keep that in. That's good. Funny.
Be fair, I am no longer rooting for his downfall.
I
It's
am.
not that, it's not, at least from my perspective, it's not that I'm rooting for his downfall. I'm just actively always rooting for Lewis Hamilton above anybody else, which is going to be really hard next year with him being teammates with Charles. It was just a lot easier when he was teammates with George.
I
You know what
think,
I'm saying?
yeah, I think we've also all like, we've all grown this year.
I'm so
Next
sorry.
one
Is Charles DNFs and drops a new single, and we did not get a new single this
we
year.
didn't. No
No
music.
music.
None.
Not
Do you think
there.
that his team was like, cut it out? Like, you're dramatic. You like focus on racing, focus on like.
No, I think, I mean, I don't know. My perspective on it is that this year wasn't as bad, so therefore he was not in so far in the trenches.
Yeah, I
Wasn't
think
as
that he
bad.
was optimistic this year,
Yeah.
which he should be. They did great.
I also have a McLaren 1-2, so you can give me a point for that.
Wow.
I do, in fact, have a Logan Sargeant top 10 finish. I wasn't going for double digit points, but I was going to give him at least one. That didn't happen either, though. Checo loses his seat.
That did not
Nope.
happen.
No. But I mean,
Probably should have.
I'm curious on your guys' thoughts on it. I like read this theory online though about how they knew that their car wasn't going to be as competitive this year, and they, after they saw kind of the progression throughout the year, then they realized that they weren't going to have a chance at constructors, that they were like, we're just going to keep Checo in because we don't want to win constructors because we want more wind tunnel time in the off season. Which I was like, I don't know the validity of that, but it makes general sense.
Well, and to be fair, he is a scapegoat as to why they didn't
So
win the.
true. So true. And they knew that they were losing Nui, so they were probably like, we need more wind tunnel time next year. So who's to say?
I have Esteban calls himself Esty Bestie. I don't think that happened.
Did not happen this year.
I also
No.
have canceled GP, and that didn't happen either. And
Yeah.
to keep that streak going, I also have Danny Ric cowboy hat in the paddock, which I don't think happened either.
Nope.
No, because he got let go right before.
Right before the USGP. That was tough. That
Yeah,
was
this was a
harsh.
crazy one that I can't believe came true. Pierre Gasly podium.
Holy,
You
you
had
had that on
that
there?
on
Hannah, you
the
were cooking with gas.
list.
Holy.
I didn't even actually want it to happen. I don't know why
Wow.
I did.
I'm
You know,
shocked. She just threw a name out of the hat and was like,
she's
all
like, I didn't
right.
even want it to happen. I just said it.
Yeah. Oh, you can call me and thank me later, Pierre. Someone DNS Monaco, which I don't think happened either. Although Checo might as well have
Might
not
as well have, but
took one corner. Carlos defies team orders. Is my middle square?
no, someone did DNF Monaco.
Oh,
Who's DNF?
DNS. Oh, DNS. I'm sorry, I didn't hear
DNS. Yeah.
you. You're right.
Boss, do you have a question?
No, I was just.
She was correcting me.
New iconic George meme. We got a few.
We
Was the
did. Scooter video this year, was that last year?
Wait, hold on. I think I have one.
Well,
Let me
yabba
see.
dabba do, if anything.
Oh, you're so right.
Oh, there's this. Wait, hold on. There's this photo of George that I have.
I just know she's gonna pull up the most ridiculous thing. It's just she's been waiting to use it.
No, wait, hold on, guys. Fuck, I can't find it.
Do you have it?
No, keep
Subscribe.
going. I'll find it later. But he looks diva.
Always does. Make signs for 2025. That did not happen. New WEG intro also did not happen. Okay, and I had Oscar contract extension, which did not happen because it, I don't know why I put that on there because I'm pretty sure it happened just before. Right?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Or the beginning of the season?
I feel like that's accurate.
It
Let's
came
see.
out in September 20th, 2023, that they're keeping Oscar till the end of 2026.
Yeah, so like
Yeah.
I don't know what was going
What were
on
you
there.
on?
I don't know. I also have Alex Albon podium, so
Oh.
I really was optimistic. My this was mine. Aston Martin Instagram caption, live, love, Lance.
I
So
cannot. I mean,
sad.
I believe. Like, I'm not shocked. I'm like sad. I can't believe they didn't do it. But like, I'm also not surprised because I feel like Lance would hate that. Now that I think about it, Lance would be like, absolutely not. Like, don't
I
do that.
mean, does he really get a choice though?
Yes.
Fuck.
He
Maybe.
doesn't do media.
No, but like if I was their social media manager, I'm not like having him say it. I'm posting a picture of Lance and saying I love
I
Lance.
don't
Yeah.
know. Yeah, I think that if anything, it would be that situation. I still think it could happen, but there was nothing to celebrate is the only problem.
It's
That's not
true.
a
It's
dig.
unfortunately true.
Unfortunately true.
His birthday would mean a great time.
I don't know.
October
Maybe let's write him
29th.
an email.
Okay.
What if we just called Taylor up?
What if we just called Aston Martin up?
Has anyone
Now
tried
that
it?
you're not writing Toto emails anymore about signing Alex, you can devote
So
your
much
time
free
to this,
time now.
Boston.
Yeah.
Where's their where are they located? Aston Martin headquarters, F1.
They're
They
gonna be.
are in England.
Yeah.
So do I call them?
They're like right next to Silverstone, I think.
So they're closed right now, but I could leave a message.
You could.
Please
They're
drive. I should.
probably also closed for the holidays.
You're right. That's so true. What would I even say?
January 2, let's call them.
Hey guys, it's Emma.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Track Talk.
Today
We
we're
are
saying
calling.
everyone and not everybody. Today we are
Frank
calling every single F1 team to see if someone will talk to us.
calling every single F1 team.
I bet you someone has done that and made a series out of it. Anyways, I have max DNF too, so you can go ahead and give me a point for that. Yoints, multiple.
Yep.
A bunch, actually. So,
Bunch. When are we getting Yuki to Red Bull, you guys?
saw an article, I think it was a legit one too, of like Christian Horner comments on like who could be good, replacement for Checo Perez in 2026. And like it was like Yuki and like Liam Lawson or something like that.
Fingers crossed it's Yuki. It's his time.
He's really proved himself.
He's really good.
Lando's first F1 win. Got it. Fired team principal? I don't think this happened. I
Yeah,
don't know.
Alpine.
Alpine,
Oh,
but was he? Oh, wait, no, was he the team principal? Was it? Yeah,
yeah.
it was.
It was over summer break.
Yes, you're right. I mean, who's to say that he was fired, but I mean, I'll count it.
I'll count it. That's
Yeah.
true.
What conspiracy are you cooking up?
We can
Nothing.
speculate.
It's just that they won't ever tell us, like, the media won't ever tell us, like,
Oh, I see. I
yeah,
see.
because even if he was fired, like, they'll post on social media. We've made a conscious decision to,
Got it. Got it.
yeah. Charles
Winepants in the paddock.
Nope. No
Thank
wine pants.
God.
He had some questionable outfits at some points, but no wine
Yeah.
pants.
That hasn't changed, but this is a small win for me. And then I have drivers attend a SEB initiative. And there was a SEB initiative, was there not? In.
If you're talking about the bee houses, that was a couple years
That
ago.
was last year, yeah.
I feel like something happened this
This
year.
is like really testing my memory, you guys. I
Yeah.
feel like next year I have to take notes mid-season. Or
Wait.
like,
Was Seb at any of the races this year? I
yes,
don't
there
think
was
so.
one.
It must have been one I didn't watch live.
Yeah.
Wait, if it's on his Instagram, he would
Come on.
post.
Seb.
He was in Sao Paulo, I think. Oh my gosh.
I have
Well,
no idea.
I thought there was something, but maybe not. Maybe not. See if Lewis has anything. Lewis had posted.
I'm going to the São Paulo Instagram. There was like a Senna thing, but I don't think. Oh.
Yeah, he
Yep,
was there.
that's what it was.
Oh, for
It was like
Lewis's
a it
tribute.
wasn't an initiative, but it was Sebastian Vettel like put together a tribute for Senna at Sao Paulo.
He put it together.
I didn't realize he organized that.
That's what it's saying, like a great tribute from Sebastian Vettel. So
I
I
don't think that means that he put it together. I think that
Yeah.
maybe means that he just contributed in some way. Because if he put it together, that is an initiative.
he's there, like he's with all the other, all the drivers attended, and then there's Seb. He's,
Okay.
I would count it. Like, I
I'm gonna
think
make
I'll
my
count it.
case. I'm
I'm
willing
gonna
to
count
make it here because it does say after a round of photos from the world's media line in the circuit, Vettel leads the drivers down the hill and toward the helmet he made in collaboration with these artists using only recycled materials.
I count it. Yep. See? I knew we saw him
I'll
somewhere.
show up for Seb. All
I
right. Well,
also,
that's that.
yeah, I couldn't remember anything from this season. Holy.
Is that
Yeah. All
That's your
yours, Hannah?
thoughts? Yep.
Wow. So you got 11 points.
Shoot.
Yeah. Oh,
Hallie,
I
we
also did find my George picture.
I'm ready.
I'm so excited.
I'm sending in the group chat. It's not even a meme, but I look at it probably once a day.
Oh.
Oh my God, Diva alert.
Yeah.
Like,
This is
what
pre-beef.
possesses him? What spirit possesses him for him to just stand like that?
He's in conversation. He's
And that's why Max hates him. Look, he's talking to
Yeah.
Max.
Max is like, "Are you fucking kidding me right now?" Yeah, like
They're just
what?
polar opposites.
That's a good one.
Max would be
They
the one
are.
he'd rather be explaining in that
Has anyone
picture.
made an edit yet? This is my formal, like, request to the F1 edit community. Has anyone made an edit of George and Max to What Is This Feeling from the Wicked soundtrack?
I need that like I need oxygen.
Oh
Oh my
my
God.
God. Clothing.
So
Adult
good.
clothing. I
So
bet you
good.
it is made, but.
It's got
Because
something.
I'm sorry, George is so Glinda.
George is 100% Glinda.
Oh, you're telling me George wouldn't walk around and go, toss, toss.
Toss. He absolutely does. He, yeah, he already does. He doesn't need long hair. He just does it.
Yeah.
Emma, do you want to do the track talk one?
Yes, let's take a look at it. The track talk one was like a mix of all of ours.
Yes. Yeah.
So let's
We
see if we got
selected.
any
So
in a
let's see
row.
how we did collectively. Yeah.
I unfortunately now, like, I definitely put my most chaotic ones in the track talk one. So I'm sorry if I tank our score, guys.
Because what did we all contribute? Five?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all contributed five, and then I think we, how many were there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
There's 25. Five times five.
24. So we all contribute because I put a free space in the
We did
middle.
free
So we all,
space,
like an
yes. Actual free space?
an actual free space.
Oh, okay. So 24.
Callie, Logan, double digit points. Esteban calls himself Esty Bessie. Charles drops a new single. This is all in a row, my guys. Like,
What were we thinking?
Esteban versus Pierre Showdown. We got that. Hang on. Maybe I can. I'm going to try marking these up. Can I do that? I'm going to do that to see if any of these are right, too. If we got any line.
Can do it like in photos.
Meet a driver. We add. Nope. Guys, what were we on? Charles wears wine pants in the paddock.
I thought that was a slam dunk, to be fair.
Carlos.
It was a really good guess.
Indie
I wasn't trying
driver.
to be funny.
Yeah, Indy driver attends F1 race.
We
I'm gonna.
gave.
I'm putting no. This is
You want to take that
awful.
one? We gave
Alex
an
from
outside for that one.
Mercedes. Yeah, but we're doing it in like a bingo line, so like the
Okay,
points don't really
okay.
count. Lance top career finish. Callie, like,
I'm
what?
sorry. I ruined it all.
Alex to Mercedes announcement. Nope. New George meme. We got that. Lando win. We got that. Taylor Swift in Alpine garage. Danny Rick podium. New race winner.
Okay, we got
We got
that.
that. AM uses Live Love Lance. Oscar win before Lando. We had that on there.
Also me.
A new wag. We did not get that. Ferrari strategy ruins both drivers' races. Did not get that. Sauber called the wrong name. Are we keeping that?
What does it say
Sauber
specifically?
called the wrong name in the wrong country.
I feel like the official one, we gotta go no. No half points.
Yeah,
Yeah, no.
Two good USA races, we got that. No RBR driver on the podium, got that. McLaren won two. Charles breaks Monaco curse. So overall, well, let me erase this. Not looking good, guys.
Did we get at least five?
We
What
got
if we didn't get
one.
a bingo?
We did not get a bingo. Hang on, I'll send it in the chat so we can all look at it, but then I'll put it up on the screen. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. So we got 9 out of 26, which isn't bad.
Okay, yeah, this is actually not as bad as
Well.
I thought.
Did Carlos not ignore team orders this year?
Oh yeah, he did.
He did.
That's a bingo.
That's a
No,
bingo.
you guys, I crossed off the
He's
ones we
doing it
didn't
the other
get.
way.
I'm sorry. I did it
Oh,
backwards. I did it
okay. Well,
backwards. I'm
can
sorry.
we discuss the rules of bingo? Because that's absolutely
That
not
is really
fundamentally
misleading.
how you play.
That is crazy.
Sorry, guys. I think that's how they played in Michi Pichi.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
One, two. Well,
On the
see
next
you guys.
episode of
Yeah.
Track Talk, we're going to give Emma a blank map of the world. Just going to mark as many places as she can.
I know that there are 100. There's either 189 or 198 countries. I don't remember which
See, I
one.
don't even know the exact numbers, so.
I don't know either, but that would not have been my guess.
I think there's 189 countries.
Let me check, fact check you. Is that your final answer?
To be
Yeah.
fair,
In the
also to be fair,
world?
yeah.
189 countries. Yeah. How many do you
To be
think there
fair,
is?
I don't know jack shit about like Canadian geography. Like,
Okay, well, Canada's just one country.
I know there's, but your guys' like provinces? No.
Callie, how many
That's
countries
okay.
are
Now
there?
that I live in the States, I'm learning that nobody in the States knows. No. Because we had to memorize all 50 of ours. The fuck?
We're getting mixed answers on the internet.
Okay, I almost said 305, but I'm pretty sure that's the amount of bones in the body.
Whoa.
I was very like, for a second there, Emma, I was gonna come for your throat and be like, there's 305 countries. Well, also there, I mean, there's a lot of international conflict going on what is
That is
places
true.
and not places, unfortunately. So I don't think there's an exact answer because people like
How
to
did you guys
argue
get
about
here? I was reading a text.
195 seems to be the official answer.
I
Yeah,
got
that's what
taken
I'm
there
seeing
because
on.
I was making a mean joke to Emma. I said on the next episode, we're gonna give Emma a blank map of the world and she's gonna try and name as many places as she can.
I kind of would love that. But
Yeah.
even without a map, I don't know if she could place. Sorry, I'm gonna ask actually. Could you place like countries within their continents if you had like just a list?
Like, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I think, okay. Probably. So, okay.
Like North America, you could do.
Yeah.
Okay, if I asked you like where Angola was, like would you know?
That's a trick. That's not a real place.
So
Angola?
your listeners in Angola are going to be really offended.
unfortunately to you, Emma, it is a real place.
It is a real place.
Okay.
To be fair, I don't know if I knew.
What? See?
But it was not about me.
Okay, give me another country. I'll tell you what.
Okay. Georgia.
It's like Eastern Europe, closer to like Russia.
So what continent is that?
Europe.
I'm pretty sure it's Asia.
No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure Georgia's technically in Europe.
But it's like, isn't it like very Eastern Europe?
Yes, it's very
Oh.
Eastern.
Now
Pretty sure
we're
it's Asia.
fact
Yeah.
check, fact
Because all those
check.
countries like Romania and Georgia and all
Georgia
those
is a
countries, they're still
transcontinental
part
country
of
no. That's
Europe.
not where Georgia is though, boss. Okay, well,
Oh
it
my
so
God,
my
it's.
uncle lives there. It's in the intersection of Europe and Asia.
So we're both right.
Wow.
Because technically, correct me if I'm wrong, this is going to sound so stupid. Russia is technically a part of Europe and the continents. No?
Guys,
Russia is.
the only reason, do you want to know the only reason why I know where Georgia is? It's because when I was writing a Harry Potter fan fiction, the main character's family was from Georgia.
Wait, you made them from Georgia? And you didn't know. Wait.
No,
Wait.
that's why I know where it is. Like, I knew it was Eastern
What
European.
made
Like,
you come up with that? Like a country you didn't even know, you had to look up where it was, but you were like, that's where they're from.
Guys, I think we have to cut this part because we're all sounding really
I
stupid.
was gonna just say, can we actually have a special Track Talk episode where Emma reads her old fan fiction aloud? This is news to me that you wrote Harry Potter
Is
fan
also
fiction.
news to me.
Oh, who
Well,
I'm very open to. What
okay.
was the plot? Give it to us. Well, one was
So
in
after
Georgia, who's he
Nashville,
think?
we talked about it.
Yeah.
And in Track Talk Live, actually.
Oh
One
my
was a George
God.
Weasley fic and the other one was a Charlie Weasley fic.
I'm screaming. Not like the like side characters too. Like you're not like, oh, Draco and Hermione. You're like, no, we're going doing deep cuts here.
We're doing our original main character.
And the funny part is that whenever I ask you about Draco, you're like, oh, I don't like to read Draco from someone else's perspective, but you haven't written him.
Yeah, because I love him. So like I'm not gonna write a Draco fan fiction where there's a different main character. Like if anyone's gonna end up with Draco, it's me.
It's you. I can follow that logic.
But that's fan fiction, right? Like YN, like
But I wouldn't want to
yeah.
write YN.
You needed to build a character.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I got it. I'm very like I'm new to the world of fan fiction.
That's okay.
YN, I just thought, you know, when you read it, you put your own name in. So no matter whether it was you reading it or Boston, it would be, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like
I
YN
am
doesn't work
YN.
in the Harry Potter universe. I don't know.
No.
I can't. I don't like it.
Okay. Because they all have like specific, kind of, I don't know.
Like if I'm reading it and it says YN is a Gryffindor, I'll be like, nope, I'm done. Like
I'm reading that as Yun. Yun is a Gryffindor.
We're so off topic at this point. I
But I get what
can't.
you're saying. I get what you're saying. They start giving characteristics to
That's
YN, who's
true.
supposed to be a bland character because it's I'm supposed to fit in. I'm supposed to put my own
Yeah.
characteristics into YN. But when you
That's
start putting labels on it, I'm out because that's not who I am.
You're not Yin.
Wait, dude, are there fan fictions that are like Mad Libs where like not only is it YN, but it's like he
No. Well, if I
caressed her blank color hair.
no, if I go back to my fan fiction days, they'll basically just make it as vague as possible of like
Screaming.
your hair, your eyes, your this. So it's not like putting exact
That makes
descriptions of
sense.
like your blue eyes. It's like, you know,
Yeah.
looked into your beautiful, dazzling eyes. Like everyone, I have beautiful, dazzling eyes. Emma has beautiful, dazzling eyes. We all have beautiful,
Beautiful,
dazzling
dazzling
eyes.
eyes. BDEs,
Yeah. You know, but it doesn't
if
even
you
matter.
will.
We done?
Guys, we're so funny.
We
That's
don't
a good
even need
one.
a motorsports podcast. Just give the four of us a mic and let us yap.
I like forever. I love yapping.
I do too.
Boss, can you just like tell us about your year? I know we asked you when you were on the phone call that one day, but I feel like
Yeah.
I want a better answer from you.
Okay, I don't even know how to like describe it. I'm gonna be so honest. I don't even know if I want this in the pod, but I want to tell you guys about it.
Can you make it pod friendly?
Yeah. Basically, I was on the road with working with NBC Sports. Because, well, I mean, the contract is different this year or this coming year, but the past years, in the past 10 years, it's been Fox does the front half of the NASCAR season and NBC does the back half. So our season started in June, right when I graduated university. Guys, I literally went from graduating college, I went to the Indy 500, I went back home to my college home for a week, packed up my entire life, shipped it all home, and then hopped on a plane to our first destination in Iowa. Like, I was gone and living on the road since. And basically, I was a runner or a production assistant or production support or whatever people want to call it. But I was in charge of taking care of everybody. So, building our TV compound, making sure everybody was well fed and hydrated, and talent had their shirts steamed and all of their wardrobe. And everybody was taken care of. And I had the best time. I've like working in television. I think it's so much fun. It's so unserious. And I was around so much motorsport this year. That's part of the reason why I didn't watch Formula One as much this year, is because my life was actually consumed by motorsport 24/7. That in my free time, I was like, I actually don't want to watch more cars on a track because that is all I do all day.
You're not the first person who said that. Like, that's so common.
So I had so much fun. I really hope I get to do more of it. I will be doing a couple other races this year, or a couple other motorsport series this year, which will be exciting. But yeah, I had the best time. I had the best team. It was just, I learned so much. I did a lot, I fucked up a lot, but I had so much fun.
You're so
And
proud.
I genuinely believe you because I know I have seen firsthand that you just like love running people what they need to be successful. That is
I mean, I did it with you guys. I'm very fortunate to do it with like our talent and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, I don't want to do this forever, but it's really fun to do when I'm 22 years old. Like, I go and I take care of people, and I know people don't really strive to be assistants, but when you work with such awesome people, like the people I work with and with like you guys, I love what I do because I'm like, I get to help people that I like love and care about. Like, why wouldn't I want to do that? So I
And
mean it when I say that I like being their assistant.
that sounds so cool.
But
All
yeah, I love what I do. I like working in television. And this I can say, everything that happens behind the scenes is like not as like structured as people think television would be. Like, we are equally just trying to make the show happen. Like, it's not like a struggle or anything like that, but like, it's so fun to see behind the scenes because like, you would never think that those things would happen.
I believe it. Totally.
But yeah, that's what I do. And
What was your favorite race that you worked this year?
I like doing Chicago street race. I thought that was so much fun. I was so
You're
upset
just saying
Cali.
Chicago for Cali. That's
No,
it.
but like seriously, I'd never been to Chicago before. We were staying on Michigan Avenue. I got to walk to work every day. It was summer and it was like 4th of July weekend, so it was like all like it was really crowded, but it was still really cool. I just wish Cali had been there
I
because I
know,
would
so
have loved to
sad.
see her. But I walked around Chicago like by myself every day after work. Like, I'd go and I'd change and I'd just like go walking. I'm like, I'm gonna go explore stuff. It was
It's a
so fun.
good walkable city.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, like this is actually a really cool city. Anyway, I think I think Watkins Glen was probably one of my favorites because I'd never been to upstate New York and I thought upstate New York was so beautiful. And it was right when the season was changing. So like everything was starting to turn orange. And it's a road course. And I mean, ovals, don't get me wrong, they can be super exciting and whatnot, but like I love road course. That is like I feel like they are more competitive. So that was a good, fun race to watch, at least in my opinion.
And can you tell us something that you learned about NASCAR? How it works. One thing.
One thing.
Don't ask me that. I learned, what did I learn? Fuck.
How many cars are on track?
I learned how many cars are on track. I think I learned that. I'd say this is more of a calculated, educated response. I learned that NASCAR is ever changing. And when I, because I constantly, like, I'm not being naive, guys. Like, I tried really hard to learn NASCAR. I was like, if I'm gonna be around it for this long, I'm gonna pay attention. And I did. And I kept looking at people and being like, what does this mean? What does that mean? What does this mean? And I would kind of throw in the joke of like, oh, I haven't learned, I don't really understand NASCAR yet. I'm like, I'm trying really hard and all this kind of stuff. And people would always respond back with, you never will. Like, it is always changing. And that was, they weren't trying to be mean, is that they were saying like, NASCAR is always ever changing, I guess. And like, rules are always changing and things are always changing, that like, it's kind of hard to keep up because there's always a different dynamic in it.
Interesting.
So,
So interesting.
yeah, I guess that's what I learned is that it's a lot, it's very complex to keep up with because it is always ever changing, like
No
with the
one
whole like
knows.
playoffs thing and whatnot, like super interesting. And one of these days I'll get around to it, but yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing. I know
Yeah.
that
Thanks for
well.
asking. That was so nice of you guys.
I think we were just trying to figure out what it is the hell that you do, honestly.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
I can't believe that
And
everybody.
Callie, you're very focused on football this at this time of
At
year. You're
this like current moment, yeah, this juncture. But I mean, my work spans so much stuff. Like I do stuff in sports, but I also do like I'm basically a publicist for the beer. So like anything to get the beer in the news. So like for example, like one of my brands, Miller High Life, like for the holidays, we made like a their whole thing is that they show up in dive bars a lot. It's like a very dive bar beer. And so we made like a dive bar fume, like a perfume that smells like a dive bar.
Oh my
So like we
God.
do, yeah, like I do like a lot of stuff that's not even related to this. This is just like one factor of my job. So yeah, like it's been very busy, but yeah, sadly only got to go to Miami this year, which is like the most champagne problem of all time. But yeah, it's been fun. There's like hopefully gonna be a ton of stuff next year.
Okay, well, those were our bingo cards.
Until next year, where we will probably give more educated guesses.
Speak for yourself.
Are
Speak
you
for
going Delusion
yourself.
next year?
Yeah, you know
You know
what?
what?
That's what we're here for.
Hannah was on it with a peer podium. Like, I think we just, here's what we do. We put what could happen in one hat, all the driver's names in another hat, and just pull.
Maybe, yeah, and maybe,
That
I
is so
mean,
much fun. That's the
we made
concept.
our own, we made each our own this year, and then we made a collective one. I think we all, next year, we give ideas. And then make a collective one based off of the ideas we pull out.
Literally
I
love
love
that.
that.
That's what we're doing. Mark it in
Cool.
your calendars, ladies. Like, we'll
Perfect.
And then
Yeah.
we will take notes during the season so we actually remember what happens.
Yes.
Yes. Probably, ideally. Maybe.
Hopefully, maybe.
Well, thank you, Callie and Boston, for joining Track Talk. And I
Thank you
think
for
like this is
having
our
me. Thank you
little
guys.
recap episode of the season pretty much too. Like, I don't know. This isn't the last you'll hear from me and Hannah of the season. We have something else coming out this week, I think, right, Hannah? Yes, she's nodding. Cool. She forgets that this is a podcast where she has to
Oh,
talk.
sorry. This podcast, yeah, we'll have a another little like fun interview coming out later this week. I think. I hope I have time to do it this week. I probably do.
I can also step in, I think.
We'll see how
Maybe.
long it
Yeah.
is. See how long we talk for.
Also that. I think that might be it though. So this was a F1 2024 bingo cards reunion? Question mark?
Reflection.
Reflection is a better word.
Reflection.
This was our F1 2024 bingo card reflection featuring Callie and Boston.
We are Track Talk.
Ciao
Ciao
for
for now.
now. There we go.